Margo, good to have you back. Once again, talking Cambridge Track and Field. Your first meet, believe it or not, the Cambridge Relays coming up on Friday. And you're going to get one warm day, it sounds like. 85 to 90, it doesn't sound like weather's going to be a factor, except for maybe a little warm for that first meet coming up on Friday.
Yep, Friday we're going to start that Trojan Relays meet. Been trying to kind of get that going here the last whole 4 or 5 years again. Of course, we had it when I was in high school and loved it. So, but yes, the weather is supposed to be ideal. I tell the kids sunscreen, first meet out, here we go. But yeah, weather is supposed to be ideal for this, which is amazing because usually we cancel that about 50% of the time because there's usually snow on the ground.
Yeah, you just haven't had too much luck over the years, but it sounds like this is going to be a good week Friday to kick things off. Now, it's not a large meet, just have a couple of teams involved with this, don't you?
Well, we do have a couple teams. So Southwest, Southern Valley, and Highline. And we just got contacted this morning. Dundee County Stratton may jump over into that. And with us, so five teams there, it'll be a good little meet.
That's terrific. Very good. Just kind of a kickoff for a lot of teams to get going for the spring season. What's your numbers look like, girls and boys, for this team coming up this spring?
Well, our numbers are down this year. This year we only have 9 boys out and 13 girls. So numbers are severely down for us this year. Where you're looking at some of those relays that we're probably not going to be able to run, especially on the boys' side, but we still have some individuals that'll do well for us.
Start with the ladies first. Man, you lost some big-time point getters for 4 years, and Rachel Harris and Julie Farr. Those young ladies off to do college track and field really, really performed well for you last year as seniors, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Yes, we will definitely miss those two, this year. And got some big shoes to fill there. And of course, they're off, running at college and having a blast running at college. So, yep, left us kind of here to pick up a few places and a few, events here and there. But I think we have the girls to do it. And I think we're going to piece together, some relays, maybe not all of them, but two of the three, we'll piece together and have some very competitive relays still. But, like I said, on the girls' side, just looking at who we have out, we just don't have that true 100, 200-meter sprinter anymore that we had in Jolie Farr. I do think we have some, 400, 800 runners that'll come on really strong for us, and we'll be all right.
You do? Correct me if wrong, if those kids, I think a thrower, you got a thrower back, and you've got, I think, and some kids in the field events that will help you out, again, some veterans back this year for you.
We do. Of course, we have, Jensen Weiss is our lone senior, and she's been our lone female athlete for track in that class, since her sophomore year, but she's back, as a state qualifier in the mile relay, and she's qualified 2 years in the high jump for us. And then, we have Brooklyn and Jocelyn Holtz, who qualified in some relays and some jumps, and they'll do much of the same this year. They'll both, do long and triple jump, and they should do fairly well there. And we also have, Elizabeth Kubik, barely missed qualifying last year for state. She's still back, and she'll be really solid for us on the throws. She's looking already good in practice, just kind of watching her in practice, and she's looking really strong there. And, we add in, a freshman, Liddy McGowan, qualified for state cross country. She's an exceptional miler and two-miler for us. And, you piece together just, some girls here and there with them, and we're going to do all right.
How about on the boys' side? You said numbers are kind of low, but do you feel like you've got some kids that can score for you as well?
We do. The bad thing on the boys' side is I don't think we're going to be able to piece together a single relay team mm-hmm. with who we have. With those 9 boys, 3 of them are just strictly throwers. So you're down to 6 boys. And then our senior that's been out for all 4 years, well, we have 2 of them. Brady Allmeyer and Jacek Weiss are both out. But Brady Allmeyer is going to have some surgery here at the end of the month. He's been struggling with a gallbladder. And so we're going to be missing him for a huge chunk of the season. So, that makes it really difficult. So other than that, Henry Shoemaker and Braden Sanford are our juniors here that pulled quite a few points for us last year. Henry has just improved threefold since he was a freshman for us and is a really hard worker. Braden Sanford qualified in the 2 mile last year, did a wonderful job for us in the mile and 2 mile. So, you know, we're going to piece together some stuff there and see what we can do.
But we'll be really odd not seeing a Cambridge 4x8 boys out there, because that's kind of really been a really good event for you the last, couple of years, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have the kids, but between, you know, someone moving out of the district and kids not going out and losing one to graduation, it's really going to hurt my heart this year just not running any of those relays on the boys' side.
Well, you've got the first of three varsity home meets. You got this one. You got the Don Stein coming up here in a couple of weeks, and you get a chance to host the conference meet again this year.
Yes, we do. So, yes, we'll have, of course, the Don Stein coming up on April 11th. And, yes, we also host the RPAC this year on May 1st. So I think we have a great announcer coming down to announce all those for us, I hope, Rich.
You bet. I'm in. I'm in, Coach. Yes, you bet.
That is wonderful. But, yes, we will host, you know, all of those. And, of course, you know, Medicine Valley hosts their meet at our track. Mm-hmm. And between our junior high meet, yeah, we run five meets here at our facility. But we're fortunate. You know, we get good help from our community. I think we have knowledgeable people running our field events for us. And, you know, Clay and Jason Sawyer do an excellent job on that timing system. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to getting the season started.
And finally, this weekend, Friday with the relays, you're going to see a little something different. You don't see at regular meets with the relays you set up. Folks will see that on Friday.
Yes, and it is different. And that's why I kind of like starting the year off with it. I kind of liken it to a jamboree game. It's just something a little bit more fun. It doesn't, you know, you're not setting your whole rest of your schedule, you know, based off of this, but you just get to see kids piece together different things, especially like for us where we don't have the numbers, but we want to see kids in different running events. For example, like a sprint medley, it goes a 100, 100, 200, 400. And so if you don't have many 400 runners, there's only one 400 in that, but you can still get that 400 runner in a 400. And, you know, you just piece together like the distance medley. It's a 1200, then a 400, then an 800, then a 1600. And so it's just kind of nice. You can see athletes in different things and still get to see your athletes in the events you'd like to see them in.